The Who is back on tour. Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend are out on the road for the second North American leg to their Moving On tour and performing nightly with a local symphony orchestra. Already in the can is the band's eagerly anticipated 12th studio album, which marks the band's first in 13 long years. How you doing, everybody? I'm Steve Downes. Welcome to the classics, The Who in 2019. We're going to kick things off with the track that has inspired enough air guitar windmills to cool an entire Western Hemisphere. 1971's Who's Next? This is Baba O'Riley. Talk about a tune that's lost none of its power over the years. From 1982's It's Hard collection, The Who's final album for 28 long years. That was the Pete Townsend sung return to form, Eminence Front, a tune that has never strayed far away from The Who's concert set list. The current Who dates find The Who backed by a symphony orchestra for about two-thirds of each show. Roger Daltrey explained how he insisted on having the new orchestral arrangements play an integral part of the concerts.
Well, Pete's music suits an orchestra much more. I mean, I've seen many rock bands with orchestras, but mostly the orchestras are playing something that could be played on a synthesizer. I don't want an orchestra to do that. I want an orchestra to be dynamic. I want them to be melodic. I want them to be surprising. And I want them to really push the music to a different level.
Daltrey told us that he's adamant that the 2019 Moving On dates showcase The Who at its most unrelenting.
I don't want The Who to compromise the way we play at all. I want the same venom coming out of Pete and me and within the songs that are there that is always there. We just do not have to make the racket on the stage. We can do it in a way now that the PA can make that noise. I mean, we actually generate it, but we do not need the volume on the stage. We can move it out to the sides. So the crowd gets the full whack of The Who as it is as a six-piece, and then the orchestra added on top just makes it mega, you know.
Pete Townsend touched on why the current backline of touring musicians is a perfect fit for him and Daltrey these days.
I think the thing about the band that we have at the moment is we've been through periods where we've handpicked people very carefully, and we've actually employed quite a few lunatics again, because we were used to having lunatics in the band, and we've ended up now with a band that feels like Roger and me, and that we're supported by the musicians around us. They don't crowd in to try to get their moment. There's no competition. It feels as though it's honest that the two original members that are left are Roger and I. We're battling a way to kind of remain relevant and to do good work, both on stage and off, you know, so it feels right to me what we're doing at the moment.
Caught live at London's Royal Albert Hall in October 2017, this is The Who with Join Together. Classics is brought to you by Indeed.com. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. The Classics is also brought to you by Fabcast, the latest and greatest Beatles podcast that breaks all the rules. Real talk, real love, real Beatles. Look for Fabcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and Stitcher. And stick around for more of The Who, only here on The Classics. Hey everybody, I'm Steve Downes. Welcome back to the classics, The Who in 2019. Let's keep things rolling with one from 1967's The Who's Sell Out Collection. Here's the band's one and only top 10 hit, I Can See for Miles.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah.
Mom's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest. Gets no rest, cause she's playing all night, and the music's all right.
That was a surprise top 20 hit for The Who with Squeezebox, a tune that has made its way back into the band's shows after Roger Daltrey revived it during his critically acclaimed 2009 Use It or Lose It solo tour. Shortly after John Entwistle's 2002 death, Pete Townsend admitted that it took The Who being pared down to only two co-founders to finally make him fully appreciate his friendship with Roger Daltrey.
We'd like to think there's still some angst. You know, we've had a few raised voices even lately, but I think, God, you know, I can't imagine being luckier, either of us, really, to get to this place in our lives when, you know, we are both pushing 70 and we've got this great music and we can gather, you know, the aura of a band around us, you know, The Who band, in a sense, whoever we take on the stage with us.
Roger Daltrey has been on the road off and on over the past decade to keep his vocal chops in order for whenever Pete Townsend is ready to record or perform as The Who, and told us that his life's work is serving Townsend's music as best he can.
Well, you know, he writes and then we decide. One of the reasons I'm doing this is so that if he ever does write anything significant or anything that he needs me to sing, I've got a voice to do it. I've dedicated my life to being the voice of his music. I'm happy with that position. I feel I've done a good job for him.
From 1971, this is Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. I used to wake up in the morning, I used to feel so bad. I got so sick of having sleepless nights, I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something, and stuck them on my wall.
A classic then and a classic still. From the great year of 1967, that was The Who with Pictures of Lily. Stick around, there's plenty more from where that came from only here on The Classics. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Downes and you're listening to The Classics, The Who in 2019. From The Who's 1973 masterpiece, Quadrophenia, featuring John Entwistle handling all the horn parts all by himself, and the most original drummer of our times, the unforgettable Keith Moon. This is the Pete Townsend written, Roger Daltrey sung, 515.
Why should I care? Why should I care?
Thank you. child of any revolt, but a plain man tied up in life. Imagine the sand running out as he struts.
A highlight of the current Who shows, that was Imagine a Man, a deep cut from 1975's The Who by Numbers that diehards have been clamoring The Who to perform for nearly 45 years. We recently asked Roger Daltrey to shed light on his creative process when recording a new lead vocal for The Who.
What I tried to do with the songs is take you on a journey so that it climbs. It always has a beginning, a middle and an end. That is always a trajectory up. It's a kind of skill I've developed over the years by listening to the word that I'm singing. When it's right, I know it and I feel it. That's the note this word needs to express what's in the word. That's why my top line's always slightly different, you know, well, sometimes radically different.
Pete Townsend told us that pure and simple, when he hits the stage, it's definitely a Jekyll and Hyde situation.
Well, I'm playing live and kind of, I don't know what happens to me. I'm a kind of mild-mannered man, and what actually happens when I get on a stage with a guitar is something happens, something triggers, I get an adrenaline rush, and I can pretty much rely on it. It's like turning on a switch.
Take a listen to Pete Townsend going it alone during The Who's May 22nd, 2004 show at New York's Madison Square Garden and tackling the Quadrophenia standard, Drowned.
There are men high up there fishing. Let me flow into the ocean. Let me get back to the sea. Let me be stormy and let me be calm. Let the tide in. I want it to rush over me.
Hey folks, don't you go anywhere. We've got another full hour of Who favorites just after the break on the classics. Hey everybody, I'm Steve Downes. Welcome back to hour two of the classics, The Who in 2019. From 2015's Live in Hyde Park, this is The Seeker. On the eve of The Who's 2006-2007 tour behind Endless Wire, Pete Townsend shed some light on The Who's long-time relationship with America.
For us, the USA is our primary market, and it's where we can do the most work in an intense period of time. But I think Roger and I get very envious of, you know, people like Tom Petty and so on, who can, you know, do a week's work and then go home. You know, in the old days, that's how we used to work here in the UK. We used to drive to Newcastle, do a show, and then drive back that night and take the kids to school the next morning. You know, it felt like as close to normal life as you were ever going to get.
The 2019 Moving On tour dates feature The Who and accompanying orchestra playing healthy doses of both Tommy and Quadrophenia. Roger Daltrey told us that singing the Tommy material completely freed him creatively, both in terms of how he sang and performed in front of an audience.
It means the same to me. I'm just trying to explain to people that I never ever saw Tommy as an individual. I sang Tommy from the inside. I'm an emoter. So Tommy to me was always my inner journey. It was the journey of my spirit, you know, the human condition.
Talk about a songwriter connecting with just the right set of pipes. That was Pete Townshend and Roger Daltrey leading The Who in 2017 through a triple shot of Tommy Brilliance, Pinball Wizard, We're Not Gonna Take It, and See Me, Feel Me. Hey everybody, stick around, there's plenty more coming right up, only here on The Classics. Hey, I'm Steve Downs, welcome back to The Classics, The Who in 2019. Positive that they've still got it. Recorded live at London's Hyde Park on June 26th, 2015, that was The Who's next classic, Bargain. Out now on DVD, Blu-ray, and CD is The Who's Tommy live at the Royal Albert Hall. Back on March 30th and April 1st, 2017, the band played the first complete performances of its 1969 rock opera in over 25 years, when Pete Townshend and Roger Daltrey took the stage to celebrate the 100th show performed for their patron charity, Teenage Cancer Trust, at London's Royal Albert Hall. Roger Daltrey told us that he's doing all he can to socialize teen patients who respond far better to being with others their own age during treatment than being stuck on a kids' ward or with full-grown adults.
I went to Yale when we first started this off. And in Yale, there were three boys that had leukemia, and they were all in three different rooms. And not one of them knew that the next boy next to them had the same disease and was sitting with his parents, all worried to death. Not one of them had met each other, and none of the parents had met each other. I mean, I just think that's criminal.
Caught live on April 26th, 1971, at London's Young Vic Theatre, and featuring the unstoppable Keith Moon. This is My Generation.
People try to put us down,
my generation,
just because we get around.
My generation,
they say you do look awful cold.
Stick around, people. There's plenty more coming right up, only here on The Classics. Hey, I'm Steve Downs, and you're listening to The Classics, The Who in 2019. From 1978, this is Who Are You? It's a rare sight these days that fans will catch Pete Townshend smashing a guitar into bits in pieces out of anger, frustration, or just a good dose of old-fashioned showbiz technique. He says the days for those kinds of actions are a thing of the past.
I wake up today and I realize that this anger, this symbolic guitar smashing, these big, violent, noisy acts, I don't think they're valid anymore. I don't think they're appropriate anymore. I'm not saying that we have to be gentle. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have teeth. I'm not saying that our music shouldn't be political. But if it's going to be political, let's make it political.
Take a listen to our live classic of the week, caught live on March 11, 2007, during the Endless Wire tour at New York's famed Nassau Coliseum. Here they are, going for broke. This is The Who, and Won't Get Fooled Again.
Thank you.
Don't move that dial. There's still more coming right up, only here on The Classics. Hey everybody, I'm Steve Downes. Thanks for joining us for The Classics, The Who in 2019. Roger Daltrey told us that age issues aside, while on the road, once the house lights go down, The Who are still as electrifying as ever.
I think the band's playing better than ever. The energy, we may be older in ourselves and maybe individually or even collectively not actually have as much energy, but the music generates as much energy, if not more, than it did in the 60s and 70s.
Pete Townsend spoke frankly to us about the artistic and commercial merits of him and Roger Daltrey driving The Who in today's age.
It's not just about the largest numbers, it's about the greatest effectiveness. And I think that, you know, Roger and I together, once the creative work is done, we're a good delivery system. And that's what we understand. You know, maybe what I've done is found a balance between my solo needs creatively and my needs to feel that The Who was not just a stereotypical classic rock machine churning out songs that are eventually going to be used to sell soap powder. You know, we have really put down some very, very, very clear boundaries. This is what you get.
Let's wrap this thing up with one of the tunes that turned a whole new generation of MTV era kids onto The Who. From their sorely underrated 1981 Face Dances collection, this is the sound of a band defining a third decade in a row. Take a listen to Another Tricky Day. Been listening to The Classics, a production of the United Stations Radio Networks, co-founded by Nick Verbitsky and Dick Clark. The Classics was brought to you by Fabcast, the latest and greatest Beatles podcast that breaks all the rules. Real talk, real love, real Beatles. Look for Fabcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and Stitcher. The Classics was written and produced by Howie Edelson. Audio edited and mixed by Zach Trinisi. Post-production coordination by Vanessa Cahookham. Executive in charge of production, Andy Denmark. Check out next week's show for The Classics, Great Songwriting Teams, when we'll be hearing the best from rock's most brilliant songwriting duos. We could only be talking about John Lennon and Paul McCartney, Don Henley and Glenn Frey, Elton John and Bernie Taupin, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, and Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, among others. 2 hours of perfect rock, only here on The Classics. Until then, for The Classics, I'm Steve Downes. Rock on.